This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hit the post, Michael. Come on.
All right. That's what a fool believes on Keys 95 FM. Oh. This is a great song.
Oh, yeah. What would our chances be, do you think, at the fair? Because we talked about this, about getting Michael McDonald on. Cook.
I'm going to effort.
Yeah.
But slim.
If there's still tickets available, right?
That would be the thing.
Is that when they wheel them out?
I don't sense a lot of effort from this guy if he's already saying all effort, but it's not going to happen.
I didn't say it wasn't going to happen. I just said chances were slim. You asked my honest opinion. I'm giving you an answer.
Yeah. I want you to say, we're going to make it happen. He's going to join us for 3 hours. And at the end of it, he's going to give Adam a contract to join him.
As his own Michael McDonald.
As they go on tour. And on the days when Michael McDonald can't join.
Get the fake beard.
All of a sudden. Like
white hair. And fake. I don't think that's Michael McDonald. I got to be honest with you.
But they're handing out mushrooms so they can confuse him. What if Michael McDonald, at the State Fair, pulled you back in the green room, and various relatives, the CC employees, of course, are back there, and then says, Adam, I've never met a more talented man. I want you to join me on the road. How quickly would you go to his bus and say, goodbye to us, goodbye to the lobster, goodbye to Minnesota?
He's going to Montour with Michael McDonald.
Yeah. You'd leave us.
How do you say no to that?
I don't know how you do. If you had one last opportunity, if he said this, he said, Adam, you have to join me right now. And if you said, listen, I need to go see my mom. And Michael said, nope, we got to go now. So you can either join Michael McDonald for the next 6 months on tour to live the life you've always wanted as a rock star, or to see the individual who brought you into this world,
who loves you. I'm going home to mom.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. Sorry, Michael.
I don't believe him, Cheryl. Do you?
No, not at all.
No, no one believes that.
No, for Michael McDonald, I go home for. If it's another band, though, I mean.
Who's Michael McDonald?
In fact, Cheryl, we have him in studio right now.
That's him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers. That's great.
Are you dismissing Cheryl? This is Adam's mom, Cheryl,
who's
firing bullets at the Doobie Brothers. You don't like the Doobie Brothers?
I don't know. I'm a few tones. I don't.
Dan
know
Cook?
Them.
Dan
I
Cook.
Don't think.
Dan's going to go grab a tune for you, and we'll play the Doobie Brothers. Cheryl, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Have you ever smoked pot?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, am I going to be arrested?
Yes. In fact, that's how it works. If you say that on WCC Radio, they come to your house.
Well, it was in Colorado I did it.
Oh, so
last
was it
week.
Was it recently?
No, no. This had to be 20. No, it has to be. Well, it was before Adam was born, so it's got to
about
be
20 years.
20? How old do you think Adam is, Cheryl?
I don't know. He's 40. I know. He's 45.
45. He's 45. Here's a little Doobie Brother, Cheryl. I'm going to put you on hold. You can hear some.
Please, you'll act well. Oh, apologies. And no.
Cheryl, does it ring a bell now?
It does, but it sure sounds like Adam singing. That's the way he sings around the house.
No, that's Michael McDonald.
Oh, okay, there you go.
But Adam does a Michael McDonald impression, and You cannot tell the difference.
No, I would believe that because I've heard him sing like that.
Yes. Sheldon, was there ever a point when Adam frustrated you so much where you wanted to smoke pot at that point?
No, I don't. You know, I don't take a lot of medicine and I don't do doobies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of it is mind over matter. And when I did do it, it didn't have any effect on me.
So when you smoked the doobies, you didn't get high?
No.
Did not get high?
No.
Okay. That happens to some people.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yep. And it happens to me. So there you go.
Okay. Tell me the time in Adam's youth where you're most proud of him, where you're just so happy to have him around. And then the time where he most infuriated you.
Oh, my gosh. The most proud of him and most infuriating. It's not one specific time, but when I get really infuriated with him is when he doesn't talk.
God, we know that feeling here, Cheryl.
Does he do that?
Oh, my God. Dan, let's chime in. So...
But then my mother said, you know, to me, she said, why would you be mad? That's just exactly the way I was when I was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she said she'd run into my friends and they'd say, oh, that Cheryl Carter is the funniest person. She's so funny. And Mom said, well, I wouldn't know. She doesn't talk at home. And Adam is exactly like that.
Adam, what do you think about
that? Oh, that's accurate. 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't get him. He stops in, and I can't get him to sit down and just have a normal conversation. He's up and away.
What kind of weird conversations he having with you?
I have weird ones, so I can't talk about them on
air. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because sometimes he really comes out and is very honest about what's going on, and sometimes that's unbelievable for a mother to hear.
I don't know, even have any idea.
I would,
she's talking about.
I would love to hear what she's talking about
going.
Cheryl, could you give us an example of when Adam was talking about something?
No, I can't because it's very personal.
Yeah. Come on. Just a little hint?
No.
See, now he's remembering.
I actually don't, but I'm worried where this is going to go.
It's so uncertain. Yeah. Now, last Friday, Cheryl, was Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And I'm sure your son bought you a nice gift. What did you get from your son?
Nothing. I got his two kids for the weekend.
Hold on a second here, because I think, my hearing has slipped a little bit.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure I got that right. Your son did not get you a gift, and then he dropped the kids off as he went ice fishing and also didn't spend the weekend with the love of his life, the lobster.
Right. And not even a card. I didn't get a card either.
Okay, Adam, the floor is yours.
I told you, this made-up holiday, that's ridiculous.
It's not. It's your mother's favorite holiday.
It is not your favorite holiday. Stop that.
She loves it more than her birthday.
Yeah, stop it.
She loves it more than her grandkids' birthday. And you couldn't go to Cub, Walgreens, Hallmark, and just buy her a simple card.
A bouquet of tulips for $4.99.
Yeah, Adam. Get off Wallet Mountain.
Yeah, poor me.
Yeah, and then you drop the kids off there too.
Yeah,
isn't that gold time with their grandkids? That's a great Valentine's Day present.
Oh, that was the gift.
Sure, okay.
That was the gift. That's now Cheryl. It goes both ways. What did you get for your son on Valentine's Day?
I gave him taking care of his kids for the weekend.
That's a good gift.
That is a great gift.
Well, that was also for his birthday because I didn't get him anything for his birthday.
What?
That's true.
That's very unusual.
I did not want a gift from. I don't need a birthday gift from my mother.
Well, yeah, but I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad.
Cheryl, complained about it off air for.
Can you believe
for
that?
A week? He said kept telling us I had the worst.
All I want to do though, Chad, I want to tell you my birthday is going. To be in April, and I'd like to go out to dinner.
With me? I'd love to go out to dinner with you, Cheryl.
We should. We'd take my mom out to dinner.
I would do that.
On her birthday.
That would be fun.
It would be fun.
What day in April?
Come?
What day in April?
April 18th.
April 18th.
You know the specifics of that day?
Well, no, I don't.
on the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive to remember that famous day and year.
What?
Midnight Rite of Paul Revere.
Oh.
I was worried where she's going with that, too.
Have you been into the pot today, the doobies, as you like to call them?
No, I don't
is
have
Paul
any.
Revere Adam's father? Is that what you just told us?
What?
I mean, now that, Adam, that would be a revelation. If we could get Paul Revere on the show.
Yeah.
April 18th, count me in.
Okay.
I have my oldest boy is April 5th.
That was my mother's birthday.
My youngest boy is April 11th. So it's kind of birthday alley. So I would love to go. Can Dan Cook come too?
Oh, sure. Bring them all.
Where would you like us to go? Like, where's your favorite place to go in town?
Well, I don't really have a favorite place because I don't know downtown Minneapolis.
Well, we can go. How about the Lexington in St. Paul?
Oh, I'd love to go to the Lexington. Yes.
Mancini's is fabulous.
Well, I go to Mancini's. I go. There's a group of us, Jan Woog, Sandy Metzen, and Kathy Glevy. Our birthdays are all in
April.
What
a name drop. Name drop. Jeez, seriously, I thought my father was here.
Huh?
You're name dropping. Those are well-known names.
Oh, yeah. Nothing but the best for me.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we always go to Mancini's for lobster.
Oh, yeah.
On our birthdays. So
what will be your drink of choice when we all go out for dinner?
Dirty martini.
Just like your son?
Yep.
Yeah. No, seriously, we were talking about favorite drinks.
She knows.
I taught him everything I know.
About drinking?
Everything.
I was six. My mom was, shaking him up and
struggling
with this, Adam.
And then said, hey, very little vermouth.
Yes.
Not a lot of vermouth.
Give this a try. What do you think?
Anything else, any observation about life recently that you want to chime in on before we let you go?
No, but you guys are always talking about sports, and you didn't mention about South St. Paul girls playing in the state high school hockey tournament.
Yep.
And I would go along with Dan as St. Paul being the capital of hockey because you've got South St. Paul isn't a part of St. Paul.
No,
but
no. You can't count South St. Paul. They're rivals.
South St. Paul and Johnson, we were in the tournament for years and years. We're so small now, we just don't have a lot of the talent. But look at those girls. Those girls are good.
So remind me, Cheryl, do you still live in South St. Paul?
Yes.
Okay. So there is a mayoral race coming up. You're aware of that?
No, I didn't. I know that Jimmy's running again.
Okay. We got to get this buffoon out of office, don't we? I mean, we cannot have him as the representative of your city.
That's what we said before he was elected.
I know. Well, how about the fact that your son moderated the debate?
Yeah, he does that every year.
With his best friend. How should the other candidate have felt when they had their specific handshakes going on and then Adam basically accused the opponent of working with Hitler earlier in his life? That didn't seem real fair to me.
No, that isn't fair.
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
No, so that's how St. Paul politics work.
Yeah.
Backdoor deals, cigars.
Exactly. Cheryl, it is always a pleasure.
Well, thanks for calling. I haven't talked to you guys for a long time.
It has been. Is your son taking you to Europe this summer?
No. Is he going without me?
Well,
no.
I assume this was becoming a tradition that Adam was going to take you somewhere. Because I love when you called in.
Yeah. Hopefully next year we can do it.
That'd be great.
Well, yeah, but last time we were on, he went out and left me and called the station.
And then he was mad that you stole the number of his jokes.
I said, didn't they want to talk to me? And he said, no.
No. Cut her out.
You did. You cut Mom out because she killed it.
That's right.
Cheryl, have a fantastic afternoon.
Okay,
thanks so much for coming.
And my birthday.
Absolutely. The great Cheryl Carter on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.